All right, what kind of public transportation do you have here?
Buses, that's it.
That's it?
Taxis?
Okay, what kind of buses do you have?
Air-conditioned buses, that's it.
Yeah, I was just thinking in terms, they have the small ones now, and they have the...
Maybe I haven't seen those, they're not around there. They got blue dash and everything, like buses that run directly downtown from various areas.
Okay, where's the speedometer on your car located?
Dashboard.
Okay, just name off some of the parts, like if you're sitting in your car and looking, name off some of the items that you're looking at.
Gas, fuel gauge, clock, lighter, windshield wiper. Radio.
Would you have like a closet that you could open up?
Ashtray.
All right, maybe over next day.
Like an apartment.
Yeah. Okay. What would you keep in there?
Maps, sunglasses or something. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about where do you keep your spare tire in the car?
Trunk.
Okay. And what's the thing that you step on to make the car go fast?
Accelerator. Gas pedal.
Okay. And what's the thing that you grab onto?
Steering wheel.
All right, what's the other thing to grab onto to change the acceleration rate?
Transmission.
All right, it operates your transmission.
Stick shift.
All right, if you have a stick shift, what do you call the stick?
Stick shift, usually.
Okay. Do you make a distinguished, what kinds of stick shifts can you have?
You can have on the steering wheel.
All right.
I just call them shifters. I usually don't use a noun for it. Just say shifted or something.
Okay, what about, all right, let's say if you bought an MGB or something like that, what kind of gears would it probably have?
Four on the floor, I guess.
Yeah, all right.
First, second, third, fourth, and reverse.
Okay, and then if instead of having four on the floor, you might say if you had them on the...
I just call it... I don't know, stick on the end, I don't know what that would call.
Okay. If you're driving in a residential district nowadays, especially near a housing complex or a school or something like that, sometimes you got to gear down or slow down because they put these little humps across the roads.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Little humps, bumps, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't have any special name for this? Okay. What kinds of cars, trucks, or aircraft are used by the police and fire department? You have any special? Yeah.
Police cars, that's all I call.
And what's all
these trucks?
Or let's say a policeman is making a big bus, trying 450.
Paddy wagon.
They might have a paddy wagon, and they might have, you said a police car, or a police
truck, maybe.
Any other kind of cars they might have?
Motorcycle.
Motorcycles. Oh, okay. How about the fire department? What would they show up?
Fire truck.
Okay. Any other kind of trucks they might show up with?
Fire engines.
Do they have any of these fire trucks around here? They're real long, and a guy has to be on the back and uses a wheel. And
yeah.
What do they call those?
I don't know. I call them fire trucks.
The real long ones. They have two steering wheels. Okay. All right, how about the ones that sometimes they have it's a platform with a long arm and a guy gets up there and he's got a fire hose at the top and he can get way up above the fire and throw water down on top of the fire. You ever see those?
Yeah, I don't call them. I usually just call fire trucks.
Okay. How about if somebody had a heart attack, what kind of a small truck might be sent from the fire department or the police department?
Rescue squad, so an ambulance, I guess.
An ambulance? Okay. And if the fire chief came to a fire alone, what might he drive? What would he drive in?
A regular car.
Would he have a special car? Would he paint it up or anything?
Yeah, it'd be painted up.
He wouldn't have a name for that?
No.